Have you ever walked into a store for one thing and walked out with five? Or sworn you'd stick to your budget, only to find yourself clicking checkout minutes later? Here's the unsettling truth. You weren't really in control. About 95% of your purchasing decisions happen in the unconscious parts of your brain, the regions you can't access through willpower or rational thinking. This isn't marketing hype. It's neuroscience. Harvard professor Gerald Zaltman has spent decades proving that when we explain why we bought something, we're essentially making up stories to justify decisions our conscious minds never actually made. Brain scans reveal our neural circuits reach conclusions a full 8 seconds before we become aware of them. By the time you think you've decided to buy that smartphone, your brain already chose it based on how it made you feel: sophisticated, connected, part of something exclusive. The specifications? Those just help you rationalize an emotional decision that's already locked in. Every purchase triggers actual pain in your brain. Carnegie Mellon neuroscientists discovered that viewing price tags activates the same brain regions as stubbing your toe. But this pain depends on context, not just amount. You'd happily pay $4 for airport coffee, but reject the same price from a street cart. Your brain judges fairness, not cost. Researcher Richard Thaler proved this. Beachgoers paid nearly double for beer from a resort hotel versus a rundown grocery store. Identical product, radically different pain response. This explains bundling's power. When luxury car makers package heated seats, premium audio, and safety features together, your brain can't assign individual costs. You experience one payment covering multiple benefits rather than separate pain points. Credit cards exploit this by separating pleasure from pain, pushing payment into the future. Restaurant menus displaying prices as numerals, 12 instead of $12.00, reduce payment pain. Most surprisingly, money imagery triggers selfish behavior. People exposed to money-related images take longer asking for help and physically distance themselves from others, exactly why luxury advertisers like De Beers avoid mentioning price. While most marketing focuses on sight and sound, powerful brands engage all five senses. Scent is particularly potent. Martin Lindstrom estimates 75% of our emotions are generated by smell. When Nike placed identical shoes in scented versus unscented rooms, 84% preferred the scented environment. Simply changing a shampoo's fragrance led users to perceive better foaming and glossiness, showing how scent affects perception of unrelated attributes. Sound creates powerful effects. French or German music in wine shops caused matching wines to outsell others by multiples, though customers were unaware. Touch matters too. Information on heavier clipboards was rated more serious than identical information on lighter ones. The most successful brands create distinctive sensory signatures. Singapore Airlines maintains a consistent scent worn by flight attendants and infused in hot towels. Starbucks eliminated breakfast sandwiches when they threatened its signature coffee aroma. These multi-sensory approaches create stronger neural connections, making brands more memorable. Perhaps most surprisingly, yogurt consumers' key moment of brain engagement wasn't the first taste, it was removing the foil lid. Strong brands rewire your brain through repeated associations. The Pepsi Challenge reveals this power. In blind tests, subjects preferred Pepsi with 5 times more brain reward activity. But when shown the Coke label, they overwhelmingly chose it, and their brain activity shifted to self-identification areas, regardless of which cola they actually tasted. The brand literally altered the taste experience. This follows neurons that fire together, wire together. Repeated positive brand experiences create automatic neural connections. People develop preferences for fictitious brands paired with positive images, even without conscious recall. Most remarkably, they still choose these products after seeing proof they're inferior. Unconscious brand associations override rational thinking. The strongest brands create tribal identity. Apple turns customers into evangelists whose brain scans show activity in areas triggered by religious devotion. When brands position customers as part of a special group opposing an enemy brand, they tap our hardwired need for belonging. Passionate employees amplify this effect. Their authentic belief communicates through subtle body language and vocal cues that customers unconsciously detect, creating trust marketing alone cannot achieve. Physical media engages the brain differently than digital. Brain scans reveal paper creates stronger emotional connections and memory formation by activating spatial memory networks. It feels more real. Even paper weight influences perception. Heavier stock makes content seem more important. Font choice shapes behavior in unexpected ways. Simple fonts make tasks appear easier. Exercise instructions in simple fonts were estimated to take 8.2 minutes versus 15.1 minutes for identical text in complex fonts. Yet complex fonts work better for premium products, as cognitive effort suggests expertise. Most surprisingly, complex fonts boost retention. A Princeton study found students remembered material better in difficult-to-read fonts because extra processing deepens engagement. Visual elements trigger instant responses. Baby faces activate emotion centers within 150 milliseconds. When babies look at viewers, attention fixates on their face, but when they gaze toward the headline, viewers follow. Even pupil dilation matters. Men find women with dilated pupils more attractive without conscious awareness. Creating loyal customers requires understanding the neurological foundations of trust. The goal gradient hypothesis, discovered when researchers observed rats running faster approaching food, explains why loyalty programs with head starts work. Customers given 12-spot punch cards with two pre-stamped, requiring 10 more, bought coffee more frequently than those given empty 10-stamp cards, despite identical requirements. We perceive progress as completion percentage. Starting at 2/12 feels closer than 0/10. Trust develops through oxytocin, a hormone promoting social bonding. Physical touch dramatically increases oxytocin production, explaining why quality handshakes make powerful first impressions. Neuroscientist Paul Zak found subjects receiving 15-minute massages returned 2.5 times more money to strangers than controls. Time investment proves crucial. Studies of convicted felons, venture capitalists, and injured patients showed time spent directly correlated with trust levels. Felons rated legal processes as fairer when lawyers spent more time, regardless of sentences. Injured patients rarely sued attentive doctors, even after medical errors. Most surprisingly, simply stating trustworthiness works. Adding, "You can trust us to do the job for you," to an auto service ad increased trust scores by 33%. Understanding brain science isn't about manipulation. It's about creating genuine value that resonates with how humans actually think and feel. When you recognize that 95% of decisions happen unconsciously, you stop wasting energy on purely rational arguments and start building emotional connections that drive real engagement. The most powerful insight is that we can align our offerings with the deep, often unconscious needs driving human behavior. The best brands tell stories that become part of customers' identities, create moments of genuine delight, and foster communities where people genuinely belong. In a world drowning in choices, the businesses that win speak to the whole human, not just the 5% that thinks it's in charge, but the 95% that actually makes the decisions. Your customers' brains are already deciding. The question is whether you're giving them something worth choosing.